This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And we are talking property all the way through until 10 o'clock. And then we'll have another bulletin of 882 6PR News. And then our very first Saturday morning at the football for season 2017. It's back.
Well, it had to happen at some time.
Yes, it did. And we're all delighted about that. And the pre-season comp is underway. And, of course, we will be going to country New South Wales for the big match between the West Coast Eagles and GWS a little bit later on today. That's put our weekend program back a little bit, so we've got 2.5 hours instead of four, but it's all go here on 882 6PR. But it's great that the footy's back, and well, property rolls on.
Property rolls on, it certainly does. We're well into 2017, and things are turning over, not maybe as quickly as we'd like them to be, but certainly well-priced properties are selling out there in the marketplace. And you drive around and there's a lot of under-offer and sold stickers. It's just that the market's not where it was back in 2013. But plenty of people out and about, and although numbers were down a little bit last weekend, but we have had some rather strange weather this month. So
it has been just a little bit different.
Now.
I think we are. All right, well, our very special guest in the studio this morning, and guaranteed to keep young Andrew, our producer, very busy on the phones today.
Should have a run on the phones this morning.
Yeah, is the one and only Peter Munday from Strata Central. How are you, Pete?
Good morning, Harvey. Fantastic, as usual.
And somebody in Strata saying things are fantastic. That is good news.
The show, oh, hang on.
But you love it, don't you?
I do. And so do many, many people in this state. We only hear about the people who are not only, but we often only hear about the people who aren't happy or have a grumble or whatever. But the vast majority of people out there are quite happy in their strata life.
Yes, and look, it's such an important thing in property because it enables infill, enables a variety of properties, and of course multiple lots on the one lot, which if you didn't have strata, we'd be back. What would we do? We'd be back to the old purple title, I suppose. Well, that was the first try at it, wasn't it?
Sheep and wheat farming.
And living in a cave. But the old purple title was the original attempt at strata, wasn't it?
Well, yes, it wasn't even an attempt at strata. It was just, and there's still a lot of purple titles out there.
There's still quite a few.
Oh, yeah. And there's still actually some old paper titles out there where a piece of paper had to be signed by the seller and given to the vendor and the paper piled up, and there's still some of them out there.
Of course, purple title, the reason it's purple, called purple title, is simply because it was coloured in purple. Wasn't
it?
Nothing to do with the doctor.
Yeah. But what it is you don't have a delineated interest, do you? It's a half undivided interest in the property, or part interest in the property.
Yes, it was the precursor to strata titles, because strata titles, when they came in 66, well, actually the Act was 66, but they bitched over the regulations for 2 years, and the first strata plan was registered in 68.
Were they setting a scene, were they?
Can't believe it. But now the old purple title idea was that if you subdivided a piece of land, which you could do, they would erase the green colour on the land maps at the titles office, and issue the cancel the title, issue shared certificates of title, but they didn't show a defined portion of the land. That was the point. So you might have had three or four buildings stuck together, and they're still out there, some of them. But you own maybe a quarter of the whole shooting match.
So theoretically, you could go into the other person's backyard and have your barbecue there.
Well, if you didn't want your beak punched, I suppose.
Yeah.
But what they used to do was they'd enter into deeds of occupancy. Well, they could do these legal deeds of occupancy. I'll live in this spot and I'll maintain and I'll insure, and you keep out. But the trouble was those deeds weren't linked to the title, so it was a nightmare for salespeople.
And also financing was a big issue, because the banks would go, wait a minute.
Sales?
How am I going to have a security with an undivided share in this property?
Well, the banks wouldn't lend, and generally you had to go in with cash and go out in a cardboard box. there was a purple title, you might say, a shared certificate. Actually, it was a freehold, a green, down in one of the southern, I won't say where it was, southern areas, and a bunch of hippies went down there and holding hands and singing Kumbaya and growing green weed, and when they were all on one.
It's a rash generalisation, but anyway,
No, it's exactly what happened, I can tell
you. Were down there, were you?
No. Just before my time.
This is 1969.
And I was overseas then. But they wanted one of, as I got older, and the flowers wilted.
They did too.
And they got a bit greyer. One of them wanted to sell out. Yeah. Well, they couldn't.
Yes.
Unless they still had a title. They didn't have a title to sell their bit, you see.
I went, damn, that wasn't a good idea.
So they came and saw me and said, what do we do?
You sorted them out.
I did.
Oh.
Strata titled them and they sold out. They put a restriction on the property. Didn't want any young ones anywhere near it. And so forth and so on.
Good old 9221882. If you want to have a chat to Pete or Rob, if you want to send an email, you can to harvey@6pr.com.au, or the text is 19999677. We have a caller up already, Tracy from Ballajura. G'day, Trace.
Yeah, hi. How are you going, guys?
Good. Good. Thank
you. Good, Tracy. How can we help you?
I'm thinking about demolishing the home that we're in now and building two homes.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know where to start, and I don't know whether we... Is it, like, do we just go with a builder and let them do all the council stuff, or should you do that yourself, save a lot of money?
Well, obviously, builder's going to charge for that, so it is additional cost, but there is the benefit, too, that they take responsibility. So it's a balance. So, yes, you could organise the demolition licence through the local shire and organise the contractors and then engage a demolition company to do the demolition. The only risk you have with that, of course, is you need to make sure, obviously, that they do it properly, because then the builder comes along and goes, wait a minute, this site hasn't been cleaned properly, it hasn't been cleaned down to 500 as it should be, and there's a lot of rubble in here and that's going to cost you extra, and wait a minute, we've found a little bit of asbestos in the soil and we've got to get that treated. And you go, oh, gosh, you know. Whereas if the builder engages the demolition company, they are responsible, and hence that's the reason that they put a margin on it, and they're responsible for overseeing that, so that if the, you know, they can see that everything happens properly. So it's a balance. If you're experienced in it, then I'd say, and you've done it before, then I'd say no problem. Probably better to maybe get the builder to do it, but obviously make sure that they get a number of quotes. The demolition cost has gone up a lot in the last couple of years. The levy's almost doubled for waste disposal back in 2014, I think, beginning of 2014. Now, it didn't double the cost of demolition, but it meant about two or three extra days work from a demolition company, because they now recycle a lot of stuff, which is a good idea to do that, but it means about two or three extra days of labour, getting them in, pulling out all the timber, pulling out the tiles, pulling out the bricks, pulling out the asbestos, pulling out the timber, and separating it. So it is quite a job, but you don't have to worry about that too much, because once you've engaged a demolition company, licensed, registered, well-known demolition company, which there are plenty around Perth, have been around for a long time, then they can look after that. So I guess I would see what the builder comes up with price-wise, see what their margin is on top of it. You may be able to negotiate something, but it might be an easier way to get you to get that done all in one.
Yeah, and if you go with a builder, they do all the council stuff then, won't they?
Yes, they can, exactly. And they're experienced in that as well. So they, if that's what you mean in relation to not just your demolition licence, but also your building licence and building approval?
Well, normally,
if you get the builder to design the home, then you can get a quote from them and then they can go through that process. The only difficult thing with that is comparing apples with apples, because if you get two or three builders in, they'll have an individual design. You can't really compare the properties, because they're not exactly the same property. So I often think the best thing to do is engage an architect or a draftsperson to design what you want. Then you need to get a set of specifications. Then you can go out to tender for builders, and then you can compare apples with apples, because you've got the same building, the same fixtures and fittings and details, so therefore you can compare price directly. And does vary a bit in the market at the moment. Building costs have come down. Not dramatically, but they have come down. And, of course, trades are a lot more competitive now price-wise. Bricks down to, developers telling me, 80 cents, and they were $1.20, $1.50 before laying. So prices have come down substantially, because obviously there's less work around and they need to, you know, be more competitive. So, and it will vary between builders. It depends how much work they've got on and how keen they are for the business. But I think that's a better way to go.
Tracy, we would highly recommend Gemmell Homes if you are thinking of having a chat to a builder.
And that'd be a good one for the whole all-in, all-done. And if you're not experienced in it, okay, you pay a little bit more, but it's peace of mind. You know it's all done. You don't have to run around trying to do all that yourself.
If you want to give if you want to give Gemmell Homes a call on 9263 4450, it's pretty much manned around the clock, that number, and I'm sure Craig himself would be very happy to talk to you about your plans, Tracy.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Okay, you take care. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye. Let's head off to Up A Swan. Keith. G'day, Keith.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Look, I've got a question as regarding, we bought a rental property or an investment property some years ago in a local suburb, Bassendean.
Yes.
Now, what the Shire have done was back in 2005, they actually heritage listed the house. Now, it's not a state heritage listing.
It's just
a listing for the Shire.
It's on their municipal inventory?
Municipal, yeah.
Yeah, they've put this...
And you had purchased it prior to that?
Oh, I purchased it prior to 2005, yes.
Yes, okay.
And so, you know, during the time, we've had it for quite a number of years. Now, just the question is, this was originally sort of, you know, there for our superannuation, of which we intended to sell in future years.
Yes.
And I'm sort of getting at that age now where I'm, you know, retiring age, and we're wishing to sort of, you know, pass this on to someone else. But I'm just curious as to what sort of effect, price-wise, this would have on us trying to get a decent price for the house, or for, you know, market price. Would we lose a considerable amount of money, or is it just...
Hopefully not. No, definitely not. And I'll state up front, I'm actually on the State Heritage Council, one of the councillors there, and, you know, very much from a real estate perspective, I value heritage buildings, and I think there is an inherent value there that... for owners, but it's a balance too. So as you mentioned, it's not state heritage listed, but the local shires have their own municipal inventory for homes and properties in the area that they feel should be protected. So there'll be a reason for that. Bassendean, it's probably a early 1900s home, is it?
It's post-war. It's 19...
Oh, post-war, okay. Post-World War II.
1945, I think it was built. And yeah, it's not sort of 150-year-old or anything. It's
no.
Just,
it might be worth talking to the local shire about it. That's the first thing to do, is go and see...
They're not interested. They've got it on their list and that's it. They're just hard and fast on everything over there.
Okay, and what's the regulations in relation to what you can do with the property?
Well, in the letters that they send you, they just say that you you need to apply when you... Say you make an application for extensions or whatever... just to the planning department, then, you know, it's up to them as to say yes or no, they'll agree to what your plans are.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, what they're trying to do, obviously, is protect the streetscape and the integrity of the area and so on with properties like this. But at the same time, they need to be practical about... it doesn't mean that you can't redevelop the property. It probably does mean you can't demolish it, which is fair enough, because obviously it's got some inherent value. But that inherent value is underlying in the value of the property for you as a landowner as well. So, look, if you wanted to do something with it, I would certainly recommend you engage a architect that is specialises in heritage properties. They will be able to put a case to the local shire to say this development enhances the property and retains its heritage character. From a sales perspective, the agent will be able to turn it around to a positive, because that will be the inherent value of the property. That's what people will be looking for, to look at this character home. That's what they'll be looking for in buying. So it shouldn't reduce your value, and that should actually be part of the value with the property.
Thank you very much for your call, Keith. 9221882. If you'd like to join the conversation, talk to either Rob or Peter on our program today. Peter, of course, specialising in all matters to do with strata. 9221882 is our number.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds. Start your day the right way with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
Do you know what a Tam O'Shanter is?
No, what is it?
Well, these have been revealed at the Maya Fashions, etc. The launch in Melbourne. There. You know those caps you wear if you're playing golf? Beret type caps.
Yeah.
And you put a little pom-pom on top of it, and that's called a Tam O'Shanter.
Oh, okay.
The British military often abbreviate to a TOS.
Yes.
T-O-S.
What?
A T-O-S. So if you were wearing one of those, would that make you a tosser?
Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis, weekdays from 5 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Take our February challenge at ABC Blinds. With 30, 40, even 50% off selected Venetians and blinds, we guarantee you won't find a better deal on comparable offers. What are you waiting for?
Call 13 13 15 ABC.
Gina here from Alpha Travel. Here at Alpha Travel, we think your holiday should begin from the moment you sit down to plan it. Whether your next dream trip is a river cruise in the south of France, an independent drive through rugged Scottish highlands, or a luxury rail and ocean cruise through breathtaking Canada, there's no trip too tricky for our experienced and friendly staff. All over the perfect cup of tea, of course. Visit Alpha Travel in Claremont or Applecross, or at alphatravel.com.au.
Today is set to be another scorcher.
So stay fresh and cool in your place with Daikin and Supercool. See supercool.com.au.
You know that Amarok you've always dreamed of? The one with the bi-turbo diesel engine, 17-inch alloy wheels and the largest tray in its class? Well, right now you can make the dream a reality with the Amarok Core Plus. Available in runout from only $43,990, drive away with free 8-speed auto. Be quick. As with all deals this good, you just know they won't be in the showroom for long. So visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer today. Offer ends 31st March. Don't miss your chance. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Buying, selling, or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
Yes, you'd better do that. And this right now is time for a new segment that we've had in the program for a couple of weeks now, Property Update, brought to us by DeFratis and Ryan. And joining us is the General Manager of DeFratis and Ryan up at Wanneroo, Kaylee Holmes. How are you, Kaylee?
I'm good, Harvey. How are you?
Yeah, congratulations are in order, I believe. You've got through the first 12 months relatively unscathed.
We have indeed. We're coming up to our 12-month anniversary, which has been very interesting.
Well, I'm sure it has. And there are a lot of situations that that crop up, and I know you want to go through a few of those today, which can be of great assistance to people who either have a property that they're putting up for rental or for people that are looking for a rental property. I suppose, you know, one of the most thorny aspects of all of this are break lease situations. Do you have many of those that you have to deal with?
We do at the moment. We're seeing that they are becoming more common for varied reasons. People are losing their jobs. They no longer can afford the houses. They're having to move in with family members. Perhaps they've bought a house themselves. And they're just having to end that fixed-term tenancy earlier than what they were planning to. And it is a bit of a difficult situation. But what we recommend is that as soon as anybody gets a notice that the tenants want that fixed-term agreement to end, straight away the landlord or agent must take reasonable steps to get it advertised as soon as possible. And it's reasonable steps to keep any losses to a minimum. And what this does is this helps both parties. Both parties can find a tenant quicker, so the outgoing tenant does not have so much rent to pay because the tenant will be responsible to cover any loss or damages that the owner would incur with the lease ending early. So basically, they keep paying rent until a new tenant's found.
Okay, fair enough.
So it can be quite costly.
Oh, yes, it can. Now, what happens, and this obviously crops up all the time, when a property is sold during a fixed-term tenancy?
Yeah, oh, it does. If there's a fixed-term tenancy in place and the property is sold, that tenant has the right to remain in the property until that tenancy ends. If there was a mutual sort of negotiation between both parties for the tenant to end the lease and move on, sometimes some incentives to that tenant can help, such as covering removal costs and cleaning costs, things like that. But generally, the tenant wishes to remain in the property to the end of the lease. There is not much you can do to ask them to leave, unfortunately. They've got the right to stay in there. So when you're buying a property, you've got to check with that agent to see if there's vacant possession available or if there is a tenant in place.
Okay. Now, property condition reports, tell us about those, you know, how detailed they are and responsibility of both parties on this one.
Yep. So the property condition reports now must be in a prescribed form. So there's some forms on the Department of Commerce website, and if you're a REWA member, you can get them from REWA as well. They do, we generally in the office like to make ours very detailed because this will, at the end of the tenancy, help with any disputes. Now, photographs, they're saying they're not sort of compulsory. However, we find photographs to be very clear-cut. A photograph can speak 1,000 words. So you need to make sure that your property condition report is very detailed, exactly as you would imagine it. So if it's clean, undamaged, in working order, or if there's some damage, you must be very honest at the beginning. The tenants then have the ability to go through this report and make any notes on the report should they disagree with the comments that the agent or the owner has made. And they too can take photos at the beginning of the tenancy. And it's kept on file until the end of the tenancy, and then that's when your final bond is carried out. And any discrepancies can be rectified by the parties.
Right, we have a lot of investors that listen to this program. Have you got some quick tips for them?
Yeah, okay. So when you're looking to invest your property, you've got to make sure that you are compliant with current legislation. You've got to make sure that you have your minimum levels of security all compliant. So locks on your windows and your doors and an external light that operates at the front door that can be turned on or off from inside the house. Make sure your blind cords are secure to the wall, because a lot of these cords dangle down and form a loop, and this can be very hazardous and dangerous to children. Mm. So you've got to make sure that if they dangle lower than, I think it's 1,600 millimetres from the ground, they can either be secure on the wall with a cleat, which is like a figure eight, or secure on the wall with a permanent fixture. And you can buy these easily at Bunnings or get your local blind repairer guy to come in and get them fixed up. And then the other thing I've got to stress, in this hot weather, people love to put up paddling pools. But if your paddling pool is deeper than 30 centimetres, you must have a barrier around that paddling pool to stop young children getting in there and causing any harm to themselves. And then finally, I can't believe I'm still saying it, but there are properties out there that have no smoke alarms in them.
Breaking the law.
And it is breaking the law. There is big fines that can be imposed on landlords. So you must make sure you've got a mains-powered smoke alarm in the property. And if you cannot get a mains-powered smoke alarm installed, then your electrician should be able to put up a 10-year lithium battery smoke alarm. And you must make sure that those smoke alarms are always current, they're always working, they're not faulty, and they're always sort of making sure the tenants are safe and they're covered in there, because fires cause so much damage.
They do indeed.
They really do.
We're just a bit out of time. Very quickly, for people who are saying, look, my property's worth a certain amount and I'm not going to budge until I get that as far as a rental is concerned, it can be penny wise and pound foolish, can it not?
It can indeed, and we come across this all the time. And I try to make owners have a look at a 12-month timeline. If you're trying to rent your property for $400, but you're getting no movement for 3 to 4 months, over sort of 12 weeks, you could have lost out on $4,800. But if you consider dropping your property to $380, so that's just $20 a week that you would be losing out on, over the course of 12 months, you've only really lost $1,040. So if you look at it in the grand scheme of things, to have your property sitting empty because you're not budging on your rent can be quite foolish. If you just drop it down a little bit, you can get it rented quicker and you can get that income start coming in.
Good idea. Kayleigh, great. Thanks for bringing us up to date on the latest trends in your part of the world. And congratulations again on your first anniversary at
DeFrantis
and Ryan Wanneroo. Yeah, there are two. Good on you, Kayleigh. Thanks for that.
No worries, Harvey. Take care.
Yeah, that was Kayleigh Holmes, General Manager of DeFrantis and Ryan at Wanneroo.
Buying or selling your property? Then you will need a settlement agent. If you are dealing with a licensed settlement agency, that's good. If your settlement agent is a member of the Australian Institute of Conveyances WA, that's even better. And if your settlement agent is a certified practicing conveyancer, then you've got the best. Before you buy or sell, be sure to visit aicwa.com.au to find a certified practicing conveyancer in your local area. Think property, think CPC.
Do you suffer from sensitive teeth? The pain can be sudden and intense. There is a way to relieve the pain. Brush twice daily with Sensodyne Repair and Protect Extra Fresh from Chemist Warehouse. It has a new Novamin formulation that forms a harder layer than the previous formulation over sensitive areas of your teeth, providing lasting protection. Ask about Sensodyne Repair and Protect Extra Fresh at Chemist Warehouse for $7.99. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your dentist. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
Alana McTiernan here. Despite his bluster, Mr. Barnett has achieved little on the GST, and at the same time, he's let important opportunities for WA go by. WA is losing out on important defence contracts to South Australia and Victoria. They have ministers dedicated to securing these vital new jobs for their states. Under Mr. Barnett, WA is getting less than 10% of the defence spend. A McGowan government will fight harder and smarter for WA. Spoken and authorised by A. McTiernan and WA Labor Perth.
I'm going to back a sure thing in the fourth. Be good if I could boost my winnings.
Yeah, I've got my eye on a roughie, but I don't want to risk it.
Guys, with Super Pick on Tab Touch, you can choose your specialty suit.
Wait, what?
The choice is yours with new Super Pick on Tab Touch. When you place your bet, you'll get a choice of specials, including money back and profit plus options, once a day on any Australian race. Pick your race, pick your runner, pick your special. Super Pick. Get the Tab Touch. Available online only. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Buying, selling, or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11-882.
And back to the phones we go for Rob Druitt and Peter Munday.
We need some strata questions, don't we?
We do. No. I don't know if this one is. Todd of Secret Harbour. G'day, Todd.
We turned it into a strata question.
We will.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Good.
I've just got a question for Peter. I've got a unit in a 61-unit complex, and the complex was built in 2009.
Whereabouts is this?
It's in Sydney.
Oh, yes.
And there's a bit of roof damage, so water's getting through and getting through to the underground car park also. And there's a bit of water getting through to the few of the units. So they've had to put up scaffolding around the whole complex.
Right.
We're getting 600 for the unit. It's 2x2, and we've had to pull it back to 500, otherwise the tenants were going to move out. I was just wondering what grounds have I got with having to go back with that rent reduction to try and get that money back or recoup it somewhere, or can I or can't I?
Look, if you're trying to get it off the strata company, I think you'd be pushing up Niagara and look, the legislation is probably much the same as in WA because our legislation was based on New South Wales. We pinched that in the 60s. And so the strata company, or the owners corporation, as I think they call it, would have an obligation to maintain and make good the building. Now, it's the old story. You can't make an omelette without cracking eggs. The fact that they must maintain. What I'd suggest you do, Todd, is have a look at, presumably you might have some landlord insurance.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yep.
That'll cover. It should cover.
Have a look
It doesn't. I've already checked it out. It doesn't cover.
For loss of rent in that circumstance, you'd think it would.
There was a fine print point in there that it doesn't, you know, their life with insurance. So
of course, the first tick, how do we get out of a claim?
Yeah.
And so, look, the only long bow of anything good I can find in this lot is that it might give you some slight tax benefit where you're not putting so much in the bank.
Spending a dollar to get 50 cents
now, that
back.
Is cold comfort, I know. Mm. But I really think that if you're looking to get recourse against anyone, it's a nice positive thought, but I suspect that you won't get it.
Mm. Yeah, fair call. No worries.
Okay, Sorry about that, Todd.
But good luck with everything.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Let's go to Marie in Scarborough. Hi, Marie.
Yes, good morning. My call is to Peter, please.
Yes, Marie. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Marie, before you go any further, we're really having trouble with your line. Can you move around a little bit?
I can take it outside. Just give me 1 second.
We've got a little bit more volume, don't we, so we can hear.
That's right. Are you there, Marie? Marie, the dawn is breaking. Hello?
She's gone out to the backyard.
Okay, yeah. She's now heading for double view. She'll be in your area soon.
That's right.
Okay, we might take a little bit of a break and come back to you. We're talking
property. For Gemmell Homes, Craig stands behind every home he builds. Something fishy is going on at Golden Ponds Fishing Park in Belldivis. On Sunday, February 26th, join 6PR's Carl Langdon for the annual Golden Ponds Fishing Competition.
It's open to everyone. There's great prizes on offer, including cash for the biggest catch in each of the four fish categories. Register on-site, $10 for adults and $5 for kids.
Come and throw a line in at the Golden Ponds Fishing Park Fishing Competition. Sunday, February 26th from 8 till 2. Supported by 882 6PR.
Investment.
Stamp duty.
Subdivision.
Property.
Property.
For years, SubPro has been helping clients multiply their wealth by finding the most profitable investment properties to purchase or through subdivision. With our business growing as quickly as our clients' wealth, we're now changing our name to better reflect our service to you. So, if you're using property to multiply your wealth, the only name you now need to remember is multiplypropertygroup.com.au.
Settlement agents, also known as conveyancers, are professionally trained to represent sellers and buyers in the settlement process, transferring the legal ownership of property. The Australian Institute of Conveyancers WA recommends you appoint a licensed settlement agent before you buy or sell your property. Consumers have the right to choose their own settlement agent. You don't have to use the one recommended by a real estate agent. Head to aicwa.com.au and enter your postcode to find a settlement agent in your area.
What happens when a club with more than 230,000 members aged 50 and over decides to create a life insurance offer just for its members? 50 Up Life Insurance happens. That's what the 50 Up Club now has its own range of life insurance covers. Join now at 50upclub.com.au to get a 20% saving for the life of the policy. That's right, a 20% saving for the life of the policy. Get a quick quote at 50upclub.com.au. 50 Up Life Insurance Cover is issued by Australian-owned, award-winning Noble Oak Life Limited and is subject to underwriting processes. Any general advice provided by Noble Oak does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation or needs. To ensure this cover is right for you, read the PDS at 50upclub.com.au.
There's no better way to enjoy summer than with a morning of music and making new friends. Stockland Retirement Living invites you to join us for swinging jazz at Affinity Village on Thursday, February 23. Experience the village lifestyle our residents enjoy while you relax with music and morning tea. Bookings are essential by calling 1800 72 71 70 or visit retire.com.au. Stockland, it's your place.
It's that time of year again. The main event is here. There's never been a better time to find your own adventure off the beaten track or to explore the urban jungle. And now you can, with complimentary registration, CTP and stamp duty on selected 2016 Land Rover and Range Rover models while stocks last. But the main event won't last forever. Search Land Rover Main Event or visit Barbagallo Land Rover, DL 2061.
The Red Dot Sale is on now at TerryY Chemists, with a great range of big brand vitamins starting from just $10, including Nature's Way Odorless Fish Oil 250 soft capsules, now just $10. Hurry into your local TerryY Chemist today.
This is Talking Property on 882-6PR, the voice of Perth.
Righty-ho, we'll see if we've got a better line for you, Marie. Are you there?
Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Marginally, yeah. Far away.
Marginally. Okay, all right. We live in a complex of 8 villas, 5 owners and 3 rentals, which have always been long-term rentals. Then one of the owners has now decided that he wants to rent out rooms. I asked him about it, and first of all, it was supposed to be sharing with him. Then he moved out. And I said, you can't do that in here. And he said, yes, I can. I've been on to the Shire, and they say the OR codes allowed for a dwelling to be used for the purpose of human habitation on a permanent basis by a single person. But this guy now is renting out rooms. Now, there's a couple of elderly people living in this complex. They want to know who's coming and going, and we're a bit concerned about that, and we want to know, is there anything we can do on the strata end of it?
Well, unless your bylaws prohibit or have any control over it, from a strata point of view, the answer's no. Because you can't make a bylaw that restricts the sale of lots or the mortgaging or the renting, etc., etc. So from a strata point of view, the answer is no. You've probably got nowhere to go.
Even though he's not doing any, there's no leases involved. They're just renting them on a short term. People walk in and walk out.
It's not covered by Residential Tenancies Act, then.
Marie?
Yes, Marie.
Look, I mean, you might like to have people come to visit you too from time to time, and they come and stay.
I don't mean like for a week or so. I'm talking about 2 months in and out.
But he's doing it for a commercial gain, is the difference, isn't it? Mm.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And we also, not alone that, but there's a guy who has moved in. He's not working. He's there all day. I don't know anything about him. I'm not trying to make problems, but I said to him, have you got any leases? And he said no. And I said, well, how do you check them out? How do you know who you're putting?
Well, he runs a risk, doesn't he? It's a risk for the owner there that he hasn't got a lease. He's not covered by Residential Tenancies Act. You can certainly have people sharing rooms, but it doesn't come under the Residential Tenancies Act. You haven't got a lease.
No, that's his private, and it is his private business. So unless the local shire have some objection to the usage, then there's probably nothing much too much you can do.
It basically says they allow to use the purpose of human habitation on a permanent basis by a single person. And then they also say that short term is supposed to be for a period of up to 6 weeks. You know, but I thought you short term, you have to have all the you have to have a license to do short term and various different things, no?
Well, it varies between different shires, and I guess it brings up the issue of Airbnb as well. And but it is very hard for them to monitor all of this. I guess there is some protection with the strata with noise and so on, isn't there? But it really would only be in that case, wouldn't it?
The strata company bylaws essentially are about, well, not all about, but one of the primaries is you can't do anything to disturb anyone else. Now, if they're not creating noise, if they're not throwing litter, if they're not problems with parking, then essentially he's having visitors there, whether or not they're paying him is his business. At the moment, there were some people who took issue with this short-term type of Airbnb, if you want to call it that. And they put an application to the State Tribunal. The State Tribunal upheld the application. The people objected to that. They went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court upheld the application. And now it's in the Court of Appeal. So, in fact, once that decision comes out of the Court of Appeal about this very thing you're talking about, Mari, then the confetti is going to hit the fan in all directions in this state. At the moment, unless you can get the city of whoever it is, Stirling, to take some action, then I suggest that you probably don't have anywhere to go. You might, if you really have concerns about safety or anything else, you might want to contact the strata company insurer and see if they have any issues with the usage. There may be something in their policy to do with the usage if they feel there's a risk. But you'd have to be very careful that if whatever action you take makes him lose any money, he might hold you liable for his losses.
Mari, thank you for your call, and good advice there from Peter. Let's go to Gooseberry Hill. G'day, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. I'm inquiring about Nullumara, Naranda. I want to buy a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, like townhouse or on a green title for about $500,000, and, well, I can't find anything.
You can't find anything. You should be in that price range.
Hang on, a townhouse on a green title.
Well,
like a villa.
Jeff, don't try and trick us.
I was just trying to tell you, boys.
Got his ears up. I know what you mean. Look, I would have, in that price range, you should be able to, but it is an interesting phenomenon at the moment because people are running around saying it's a buyer's market, but at the same time, sellers are saying, well, actually, I don't really like the fact the prices have come back maybe 10% since the last hiatus in the market in 2013, so we're going to wait until the market recovers and we're not going to sell. Of course, with interest rates being lowest in our lifetimes, they can do that, a lot of people. So there isn't a lot of stock out there, and this is also shown in the REWA figures for the amount of properties on the market. So it is a little bit frustrating trading as a buyer. There are plenty of buyers out there. They want to buy at current prices. You know, prices are down. There's a great opportunity to buy, but there isn't, in some areas, there's not a lot of selection. However, villas and townhouses, particularly through that middle ring, I would have thought were fairly abundant because there's still got a little bit of overflow from the building boom that we had effectively in 2013-14 and flow through to 15. So I would have thought you'd be able to get something in that sort of price range.
Any other suburbs out that area that I should perhaps be looking at?
Straight over to Double View to see Rob.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you'll get a... It's starting to get...
Well, if Rob's got one, ask him to give me a call. Because
I'll ask myself to give you a call. No, we'll get your number. Look, look, there's not a lot... There's certainly no townhouses around $500,000 in Double View. Your median house price, Double View, sort of... you know, is around the 700,000, so it's sort of...
What about Innaloo?
Innaloo, yes, there are villas in that price range for sure. I'll tell you where some really good buyers are. If you want a 3x2 villa, is Balcatta. Balcatta prices have come back substantially. They're a brand...
Well, I like Balcatta. If you've got anything there, can you give me a ring after you're finished on the...
Certainly can, because there's a range of properties through there. What they were selling for $530, $540, they're now selling $460 to $480. Fantastic value through Balcatta and nice area through there. So,
Goodo, Jeff, I'll pass on your number to Rob, and you can expect a call. Ray, we've got Ray coming up very soon on 6PR. He's got a bit of a lofty question for us.
We're talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
I'm Oliver Peterson from Perth Live, where One Nation candidate Richard Eldridge broke his silence, saying he regrets tweeting as an alter ego so-called satirical remarks about Muslims, gays and murdering journalists.
I had the view back then that it was sanctimonial that marriage was between a man and a woman. Well, my view has changed since then. I don't have that same view now. And you'll find a lot of people in Australia would have changed their view because of the publicity and the hurt.
Perth Live with Oliver Peterson. Weekdays from 3 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Investment.
Stamp duty.
Subdivision.
Property.
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 For years, SubPro has been helping clients multiply their wealth by finding the most profitable investment properties to purchase or through subdivision. With our business growing as quickly as our clients' wealth, we're now changing our name to better reflect our service to you. So, if you're using property to multiply your wealth, the only name you now need to remember is multiplypropertygroup.com.au.
Purely Commercials have big vans, small vans, refrigerated vans, crew cab vans, 12-seater vans. In fact, we have over 50 vans in stock. So if you want a van, see purelycommercials.com.au.
That is the sound of fresh. The fresh that Tony Al Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market has been selling for over 50 years. The kind of fresh you can see, hear and taste. With fruit and veg supplied direct from local farms. Along with a great range of dairy, bread, cold meats and cheese. Open 7 days at 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot. Tony Ale Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market. For all your fresh food needs.
Every Sunday morning, Ross Greenwood presents Work Life Money thanks to Australian Super.
This is a program where we try and set you up during your working life so that you can have a prosperous retirement if you're aged 20 or if you're aged 80.
Work Life Money thanks to Australian Super. Become a part owner in more than $100 billion worth of investments. Visit AustralianSuper.com. Work Life Money, Sunday morning from 9 on 6PR.
There's no better way to enjoy summer than with a morning of music and making new friends. Stockland Retirement Living invites you to join us for swinging jazz at Affinity Village on Thursday, February 23. Experience the village lifestyle our residents enjoy while you relax with music and morning tea. Bookings are essential by calling 1800 72 71 70 or visit retire.com.au. Stockland, it's your place.
Gina here from Alpha Travel. Here at Alpha Travel, we think your holiday should begin from the moment you sit down to plan it. Whether your next dream trip is a river cruise in the south of France, an independent drive through rugged Scottish highlands, or a luxury rail and ocean cruise through breathtaking Canada, there's no trip too tricky for our experienced and friendly staff. All over the perfect cup of tea, of course. Visit Alpha Travel in Claremont or Applecross, or at alphatravel.com.au.
Today is set to be another scorcher. So stay fresh and cool in your place with Daikin and Forden Doonan. See fordendoonan.com.au.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
For Gemmell Homes and your last opportunity to have a chat to Robert Druitt and or Peter Munday, 9221882. So get on the blower really, really quickly. Carl Langdon is in the studio because today is the first day for 2017 of Saturday Morning at the Footy.
We're a happy team at Hawthorn.
Hey, what about that? What did you think last night? Fast start.
The score doesn't matter much. It's interesting though, and I heard the boys on the first game talking about the score doesn't matter.
Right.
You know what it does? Because there's betting on.
It does. Yeah.
So it does matter,
four points.
Really.
Four points, you get the money. If 4 points the other way, you don't.
Yeah.
You bet the Hawks.
So, no, I didn't. Of course, I wouldn't have a bet on a pre-season game.
If someone did.
If you did, yeah.
Collingwood Essendon, they overpowered Essendon in the end, but it was a good game. And I've felt that both games have been a pretty good start in the pre-season comp. There's a few young blokes that have shown their wares early and some experienced players back, like Jared Ruffett and like Joe Watson, so it's good to see them in action. So much to talk about. Nathan Fyfe becoming skipper. A lot of talk about his hair, Harvey, you know, about Nathan Fyfe's hair.
Oh, that's an important aspect to be
it is, isn't it? But Dyson Heppel's got hair, hasn't he? Well, there's hair all over the body these days, isn't it? And as you get older, it starts falling out of your head and growing.
Not necessarily if you're a cyclist.
Hey?
Not if you're a cyclist.
Oh, I bet your cyclists have got hair somewhere.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Are we out now?
Yeah, we are. Thank you very much.
We're talking footy.
Let's go to Ray of Mount Lawley. G'day, Ray.
Yes, hello, Harvey. Hello, Harvey. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello,
good morning.
Ray.
Good morning, Ray. Well done for hanging on.
Yes.
I know, it's been quite a while.
Eagerly waiting your question.
Okay, my question is, if you own the top unit in a high-rise development or even a low-rise development, do you actually own the roof space as well? Can you go in through the inspection hole and box it out and store things up there? Or
great question.
Other thing?
Peter will be very happy to answer that right
and
now.
And generally the answer is no. Because if you're in a high-rise, if you look at the strata plan and you know how to read it, or someone does, then what you will own is the cubic space inside, the upper surface of the floor, inner surfaces of the walls, and the undersurface of the ceiling. Now, I haven't seen your strata plan, so don't quote me as definitive, but generally speaking, and I haven't seen one that is different in a high-rise building, the roof void, the space above the ceiling, you do not own. It will be what is called common property, and no, you do not have a right to go up into that roof void for any reason.
So why is the hatchway there for you to go up and have a look?
It's not there for you to have a look. It's there for the strata company to get up should they need to do any maintenance. It's probably a building regulation as well that you've got to have access into a roof void for treatment of
you
the vermin.
You could probably take a sneak peek. You wouldn't be arrested for that.
But. Well, you could have a sneaky peek, but you can't go putting up there your family heirlooms or anything.
It is common property, isn't it?
Yep. So there needs to be access for maintenance, pest control, different things. Now, you could contact the strata company as an entity and say that you would like to have the use of that roof void cubic space. And a lot of people want to use it for storage or whatever. There is a provision under the Strata Titles Act where the strata company can, under certain processes, and I can't go into that here, it's too involved, they could grant you the right of exclusive use of that area. You wouldn't own it, but you'd have the right of usage. And that is a possibility, right?
Well, my next question then would be, why, if it's common property, have they put the inspection hatchway in my lounge?
Purely for access, so that if the strata company does need to do any maintenance, they've got access.
The question was, in the lounge, why not in the passage or whatever. Good question, who knows? It's just the way it was built, right?
Okay, thank you very much, Ray. We've got to move on. Annette is our next caller, probably our final caller from East Perth. G'day, Annette.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
I've just got a question about the powers of the Council of Owners in whether they can make, for instance, an arbitrary rule for one particular day of the year.
Depends what the rule is, I suppose.
Well, the rule in this instance was that no one could have alcohol down at our pool area on Australia Day.
Right, okay. Well, the Strata Titles Act has, in Section 35, a list of duties of the strata company. And then in Section 44, it says the Strata Council shall fulfil those duties. And one of the primary duties is to control and manage the common property. So if the Strata Council says no glass or no alcohol or no whatever in an area on a day, they actually have the power to do it.
Okay, all right.
Why would you make a rule just for one day? Wouldn't that be just a normal...
Could have been problems previous years, perhaps?
Historical problems, I would suggest.
And that apparently is the case.
Glass near a pool in any case is dangerous.
That's why I raised the point.
Glass is banned at any event, always.
But alcohol is often very dangerous. And so people who, and especially Australia Day, when I swing the flag and swig the VB or whatever, they tend to become a bit unruly. And so the strata company is probably, it might be a bit annoying for some people, but they have a mandate to keep the place safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so good question, Annette. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Cheerio.
Thank you very much.
Until next Australia Day.
Until next Australia Day, yeah. Very interesting indeed. Peter, tell us just a little bit about your operation as far as how you can help people as individuals and as corporate bodies.
Right, thanks, Harvey. Look, I have a lot of people come to me for advice on what can we do, what can't we do, what are the rules, what do I own, etc., etc. What about the fences? So I give advice to the general public. I'm often engaged by strata councils to meet with the council as a group and give them advice on what they can and can't and should and shouldn't do. People can contact me on my landline or leave a message or send me an email.
To Strata Central?
StrataCentral@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Strata Central, one word, lowercase. Or leave a message on the landline 9443-8891. Bear in mind, I'm not a public servant. Mother Teresa is dead, and I do charge for my time. if people want to send me an email and ask about my services, I always respond with some details of my professional biography and services and fees.
Okay, good-o, Peter. And I imagine that if there's a brand-new complex starting up, you would be first port of call to actually construct the rules and regulations.
Well, I certainly get the developers will come to me and ask for advice on this is what we're building, what rules do we need. I can put the bones and suggestions together. The finalised bylaws need to be prepared by a legal practitioner, because I'm not a legal practitioner, and if you're preparing bylaws, you need to be one. But certainly I give advice on budgets and general advice to do with how it's going to work down the track.
All right, very good indeed. Now, no doubt you've got a nice property for Jeff,
Jeff
of Gooseberry Hill in your area. What else you got on the agenda today? Well, and what can
busy day with to? Yeah, busy day with auctions today. 11 a.m. kickoff at 33 Coogee Street, or Coogee if you're from Sydney.
Coogee Street
in Mount Hawthorne. Great little property there. So yeah, we'll be kicking off the bidding around the 600-700 range. So that's a good little buy, and that'll be with Bell Miranda, who do a lot of work through the area there. Then off to Sorrento, 33 Kempenfeld Ave for Peard. Great family home up there. And then I've got two in Dianella for Dianella's hardest working real estate agents. That's Passmore Real Estate.
Very good indeed. So you're going to be a busy boy today. And
certainly will be.
Obviously. Peter, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure, Harvey.
We'll try and catch trips and have you in again very soon, mate, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks to Andrew for producing Talking Property this morning. Coming up after the 10 o'clock news is Saturday morning at the football with Carl and the boys. And then we will be going to the football, the pre-season match between the Eagles and GWS in country New South Wales.